350,000 women in World War II served in the armed forces aboard and at home. My great-grandmother, Lindsay Jones, mentioned that 37% of the women's work increased in 1945. Also, she was going on and on about Congress letting women into the Army Corps during the year of 1942. That was somewhere in May. My grandma Lindsay, she never really had her license. She was one of those people that just didn't really care as much about a license as everybody else did. So she tried to fly on her own, but yet that kind of led to conflicts. But she wasn't really a bad grandma. She was like a sweet grandma. And basically, women were able to do just as much as men were during the World War II. The only thing they needed was a natural thing that everybody else needed, which was a license. So women were able to join the military. My grandfather, Saquon Jones, was also included in the World War II event. He mentioned that many of our kind would always be in the action because we are colored. So the system had to put us to use somehow. There were over 125,000 African Americans at war overseas. My grandfather also mentioned a lovely female that was there. I said, female? He said, no, grandson, a woman. I quickly thought he was losing his marbles, but then I researched it. There was a female there. There was actually a female there. African American woman that she was one of the first black women to be there too, as a nurse. I tried to get her name, but the usual, my grandfather could not remember. So then women were able to be there, but they first started out as a nurse when they went to the military with the army with the men. This is actually going to sound kind of weird, but my mom's best friend's sisters, brothers, uncles, daughters, granddaughters, nephews, great-grandfather, Grandpa Morphy, was actually a Mexican during World War II. When he was telling the story to us, he mentioned that as far as his money goes, that the Mexican-Americans were in every major battle. 250,000 and 500,000 Hispanic-Americans served in the U.S. Armed Forces during the time in the World War II. When the United States officially entered the war, Hispanics officially entered the war with them on December 7th. But then when Hispanics were there, they were actually kind of tricked to go because they thought they were going to do some easy labor work. But not tricked, but like they went because they thought America would be different. But then World War II had happened, so then they just contributed the way they can. Overall, in my opinion, it just seems like no matter what race or gender you are, you can contribute everything everybody else can. It also seemed like everybody else was being used because of what they are. It just seemed like, what's that shit called? Hispanics were used just for their intelligence and braveness. Women, they just wanted to be involved in it, so they just try to find a way to get into it. And African Americans were just used because they were just people on Earth that were just here. So then I guess the system decided that they just needed to be used, not just be sitting there. But overall, it just seemed to work out pretty fine in the end. Like, people did what they wanted to do. Women got what they wanted. They wanted to be involved in the military. They didn't want to be treated different. So, and then by the end of the day, African Americans, I just don't really know. I don't think they wanted to be in the war that much. Overall, in my opinion, it just seems like no matter what race or gender you are, you can contribute everything everybody else can. It also seemed like everybody else was being used because of what they are. It just seemed like, what's that shit called? Hispanics were used just for their intelligence and braveness. Women, they just wanted to be involved in it, so they just try to find a way to get into it. And African Americans were just used because they were just people on Earth that were just here. So then I guess the system decided that they just needed to be used, not just be sitting there. But overall, it just seemed to work out pretty fine in the end. Like, people did what they wanted to do. Women got what they wanted. They wanted to be involved in the military. They didn't want to be treated different. So, and then by the end of the day, African Americans, I just don't really know. I don't think they wanted to be in the war that much. This is actually going to sound kind of weird, but my mom's best friend's sisters, brothers, uncles, daughters, granddaughters, nephews, great-grandfather, Grandpa Morphy, was actually a Mexican during World War II. When he was telling the story to us, he mentioned that as far as his money goes, that the Mexican-Americans were in every major battle. 250,000 and 500,000 Hispanic-Americans served in the U.S. Armed Forces during the time in the World War II. The United States officially entered the war. Hispanics officially entered the war with them during on December 7th. But then when Hispanics were there, they were actually kind of tricked to go because they thought they were going to do some easy labor work. But they're not tricked, but like they went because they thought America would be different. But then World War II had happened, so then they just contributed the way they can.